Chapter 46, The Pharisee and the Publican. You have no doubt heard or read of the Pharisee and the Publican who went up into the temple to pray. Jesus told the people about these two men. Some of the people thought they were better than others, and Jesus meant to teach them how wrong they were to think like that. So he told them about the Pharisee, who thought he was much better than the publican. But you will see that God was pleased with the publican, and not with the Pharisee. Now we have already told you that the Jews who were called Pharisees were very righteous in their own eyes. They thought they were so good that God must be pleased with them. But this only shows how ignorant they were. They did not know how wicked their hearts were, and thought that if they kept the outside clean, everything was all right. They did not know that God looks at the heart and can see every wicked thought and desire which may be there. Well, one of these Pharisees went up into the temple to pray to God. He was very pleased with himself, and he stood up in the temple to tell God how good he was. Oh, how dreadful, when the word of God says that the hearts of all men are very wicked and deceitful. Instead of feeling this, the Pharisee said that he thanked God he was not wicked like other men. He was not unjust, nor living in outward wickedness as many did. He was not like the publican either, who had also come into the temple to pray. He fasted twice every week and gave a tenth part of all he had to God. Now, where was there any prayer in all this? Prayer is asking God for those things which we feel to need, and which he has promised to give to those that ask him. But if you look at the Pharisee's so-called prayer, you will not find that he asked God for anything. There was nothing that he wanted God to do for him. He was so pleased with himself, and only wanted to tell the Lord how good he was. There is another thing that is necessary in real prayer, and that is confession of our sins. When God teaches a person, he makes him feel how sinful he is. Then, when that person tries to pray for mercy, he has to tell the Lord what a sinner he feels to be. So we find the publican had this teaching in his soul. He could not tell God how good he was. He could not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, and stood afar off and smote upon his breast. This shows how distressed he was, and this was what he prayed, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." How different, then, were these two men. One was taught by the Holy Spirit and had his eyes opened to see what a great sinner he was. The other was blind and ignorant, and yet thought he knew everything and was better than anyone else. The publican was also taught another thing, and that was that God could have mercy on such sinners as he felt himself to be. This is because Jesus Christ has come into the world to save sinners by dying and shedding his precious blood for them. Now many would say that surely the Pharisee was pleasing to God, being such a good man. But God was pleased with the publican, and so he will be with all those who come like him, confessing their sins and begging for mercy. The Pharisee did not receive any blessing from God, and his prayer was only an abomination. We are told that the publican went down to his house justified rather than the Pharisee. The truth was that the Pharisee justified himself and called himself a good man. But God justified the publican and gave him the mercy which he asked for. The Pharisee exalted himself, and God says that those who do that shall be abased or put down. The publican abased himself, and God exalted him by sending him home to his house with mercy and salvation. May you each be taught of God to know that you are sinners and be helped to pray to him for mercy. You will be able to read about these two men in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18.